For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. This is a continuation of our discussion with Kevin Zeese, the president of Common Sense for Drug Policy, CSDP.org, this week's guest on the Cultural Baggage Radio program. Kevin, you and I know this drug war runs on fear.
Yeah.
And what I see, across the country are all these hysterical, if you will, letters to the editor or editorials themselves talking about methamphetamine and how Sudafed is making it possible for the average Joe to make their own speed. I guess my point I'm trying to make is this represents less than 10% of the speed that's distributed in the United States. Most of it comes from Mexico or major labs. What's your thoughts in that regard?
Fear is definitely used well by the drug warriors to expand their bureaucracy, expand their power, expand their budget, and increase law enforcement activity. I don't know how we can get out of the syndrome we're in, where the more the drug war fails, the more resources and power they get. With most programs, businesses, if you fail, you go out of business. If you fail, your budget gets cut, you try a new approach. With the drug war, we just do more of the same. And I don't know, the methamphetamine problem, for example, we've dealt with crack, we've dealt with hardcore drugs for years, and we've seen it. Law enforcement is not the solution. We need to really have a different approach. And in fact, our cocaine policy, trying to suppress cocaine coming from outside the United States, is going to actually spur methamphetamine, which is a speed-like drug along with cocaine. So, we do self-defeating policies and just keep repeating ourselves. And that's the thing we have to break out of. I think that what we have to, as reformers, start to say is the problem is prohibition. The problem is the approach we are taking. Prohibition created crack. Prohibition is creating methamphetamine market. Prohibition makes the problem worse. We've got to end prohibition. That's the solution.
That's so true. Now, Kevin, as I understand it, your organization issues a drug war fax every year to bring forward the truth about these drugs and this situation. You want to talk about that?
That's a document we're very proud of, and people can see it on the web. They go to drugwarfax.org, drugwarfax.org, and what we do is we are regularly updating it on the web. So it's a consistently up-to-date resource for activists. And if you work on this issue for 20 minutes a week or 20 hours a week, or it's your full-time job, Drug War Facts will make you a better advocate. It'll make you able to write a letter to the editor that's fact-based very quickly, or get on a radio show and ask a question of the drug czar. It just really makes you a much more in-depth advocate.
This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.